Calm, peaceful, and cool in South Florida as the Northeast deals with one of its worst storms on record. With an update on local and regional news, we head to the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, and here's Phil Latzman.
Yeah, it's kind of a role reversal here. Our region, though, Rhonda, continues to feel some of the effects of Sandy at our major airports. Mike Monomacher is the director of operations at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. He says hundreds of flights have been canceled, and looks like scores, perhaps hundreds more, will in the next few days.
One of our larger markets for this airport is to the northeast. So when we're not having any operations into the Washington all the way up through Boston area, that's a significant number of aircraft.
Yeah, Monomacher says the airport may actually break its own record for having the most airplanes grounded by a storm on an airfield at one time. He says they're stashing planes anywhere they can find the space. Hundreds of flights are also canceled to and from Miami International. Palm Beach International also dealing with scores of cancellations. Airport officials are urging travelers to check the status of their flights before leaving for the airport. A little more than a month to go before the end of hurricane season, hundreds of workers from Florida's largest utility are hitting the road, only temporarily. As Christine DiMattei tells us, their expertise is now needed to aid restoration efforts in the aftermath of Sandy.
At first, Florida Power and Light thought 500 workers would be enough of a task force to help the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast restore power after Hurricane Sandy. But after looking at the projected path of the storm, FPL decided to send nearly 900 workers to support seven different utilities from Virginia to New Jersey. FPL spokesman Greg Brostowiz says the workers will first clear out debris and then start resetting poles and hanging new power lines.
We are a part of a mutual assistance partnership with utilities. Down in Florida, we're not a stranger to some of the severe weather. So, you know, we know a lot of times we have to call for help. Last week, for instance, we had some crews come down from Georgia to help with the northern part of our service territory. So, you know, we like to get out there and help our utility partners as well.
Brostowiz says the utility companies requesting help usually absorb the costs, so energy bills in South Florida will not be affected. Last year, FPL sent crews up north to help restore power following Tropical Storm Irene. I'm Christine DiMattei in Miami.
Switching gears to basketball, the NBA champion Miami Heat raise the banner and hand out the rings tonight at home in their regular season opener against the Boston Celtics. As the Heat reign supreme, has the team's success added anything to Miami's bottom line? Miami Herald business writer Douglas Hanks says, likely not.
The dollars spent at a basketball game are mostly local dollars, and it's recreational money that people probably would have spent somewhere else if Miami didn't have a basketball team.
But Hank says there are other benefits for Miami basking in an NBA title.
I think that the most important thing about the Miami Heat and the frenzy around the Three Kings and just the incredible star power of LeBron James is it adds to this sense of Miami being an exciting place where the stars feel at home, where celebrities like to have fun.
And the Heat is asking fans to be in their seats early tonight, tip off just after 8 o'clock at the American Airlines Arena against the Celtics. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.